Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Philip Van Cleve is the president of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, and I'm assuming that he is feeling good this morning that the assault weapons ban did not make it out of a Senate committee yesterday, but it doesn't sound like Democrats are backing away from their initiatives to ban guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens. I thought they were kind of, the sponsors of the bill, Philip, were a little obnoxious at the end of this whole thing yesterday.
Yeah, they were. Well, almost all these bills have had a little bit of obnoxiousness associated with them when it comes to these attacks on law-abiding gun owners. But absolutely, that was an important bill to have taken down. It was like the crown jewel.
And tell me what it actually would have done.
Okay. First of all, it would have made certain, quite a few semi-automatic rifles and shotguns, and some very common ones, illegal. You could have had them, but you could not buy any new ones. You could not repair them. You could not, the next generation, your children or anybody that isn't currently owning one couldn't own one after July 1. It, also did the same trick with suppressors, which already are highly regulated by the federal government and are extremely rarely ever used in crime. They make guns too big. Criminals don't like them. And also, you had magazine ban. If the magazine holds more than 12 rounds, you know, which is a ridiculous number. Very few guns have a 12-round magazine, but they pull this number out of the air and said, if you have a magazine that holds more than that, you've got to get rid of it. And then they finally backed off a little and said, well, you can keep it as long as it doesn't leave your home. It's only a class one misdemeanor if we catch you with it. But if you transport it, if you put it in your car and go to the shooting range, then it's a class six felony.
Yeah, so what's the point at that stage?
Oh, of course. Yeah,
how
this whole
you have
thing is about what's the point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the assault weapons ban defeated temporarily yesterday. Now, the General Assembly still has a number of weeks left before they gavel out. Are you at all concerned that somehow there is a legislative maneuver to resurrect this bill, or is everybody conceding that this is finished for this session and they'll take another shot at you next year?
I think the latter is probably the way it's going to go. You know, I don't have a crystal ball, and there's always room for shenanigans. They have all kinds of things that they can pull and tricks they can do. But I think that the bottom line on this is, this is gone for this year. They don't want to touch this third rail. We've got enough problems. We've got other bills that did make it, red flag, that are, they haven't yet been, sent to the governor's desk. They're not in law. We still have time to kill them. But the very much alive red flag laws, how dangerous those are, and universal background checks, and also localities able to make gun control. That's really bad. And that's where hopefully our sanctuary county movement will save most of us, because those counties shouldn't be implementing any gun control.
Yeah, Philip Van Cleve is the president of the Virginia Citizens Defense League. So tell me what the plan is with red flag laws and the like for the remainder of the session. Is there a way to capitalize on the very animated movement that we witnessed in person at the Capitol a couple of weeks ago? Do you feel like things have kind of died down a little bit?
No, well, at this point, it's going to be difficult to stop a few of these bills. Our next move is if we can't pull a rabbit out of the hat, then we're going to go to court. And especially red flag has got so many bad things with it. But we court would be one of the next moves. And then, of course, we have elections in 2021. I can't wait.
Yeah. Well, the elections are important. The court track, though, how do you actually begin that lawsuit? Do you have to have something negative happen that impacts an individual, and then that person has standing to take it to court, or can it be challenged as soon as it's signed into law?
It depends on exactly what it is. Some mm-hmm. of these things, for example, a sheriff could say, "I believe this is unconstitutional," mm-hmm. and I fear that I would be doing something unconstitutional, and ask for the courts to rule on it before it's ever
because they'll have standing
implemented.
Based on their obligation to enforce the law.
That's an example. Yeah, there's other ways, other things. Yeah, so. Yeah. And then the other thing is new candidates will definitely be pushing them to basically, say that one of their goals will be to repeal any of this stuff mm-hmm. when they get in.
Yeah. Are you hearing from people who have maybe in the past declined to get involved in politics? You know, they were making too much money in the private sector. They didn't want to deal with the hassles. I mean, it's very clear these days that stepping into the public arena exposes you to some potential ugliness for you and your family. With social media and regular media, are there some folks who are saying, "I've had enough, I've got to get involved now"?
Yeah, there are. And you're exactly correct on that. I mean, it is tough to get involved in politics as far as running for office now, because it is just, they're going to dig into your past. It's really gotten pretty crazy out there, and that limits the good candidates. But people need to step up. The country needs the help.
Philip Van Cleve is the president of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, and I appreciate you coming back on. Let's talk again before the session is out, and just get an update on where these pieces of legislation are. Maybe we'll go through them tick through one by one as we get closer to the end. Thank you, Philip.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
We'll come back and we'll check on traffic and weather in just a moment. News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.